brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, a year talk radio station. If we're talking about it, it must be important. If we're not, perhaps we just missed it that day. 7:05 in the morning today, June the 18th, 605-4567 is our phone number. Give me a call this morning just to say hello, because Linda's not going to be here till like 7:45, around that time. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Don't make me have to give away baseball tickets to have somebody call and say hello. Hey, good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
So you said good morning to me with your Shrek headgear.
My gaming headphones, yes.
Your gaming headphones.
They sound really awesome.
They really do sound good. I mean, that's really a great set of headsets there. Gosh, today we're going to have the executive director of the Fish and Game Commission on. And I said, you know, I was writing back and forth with him and said, you know, just in honor of this, not in honor, but to get ready for this, I said, prepare for this. We're going to be wearing wolf and bear costumes. And he said, wrote back, and he said, I'm going to be wearing the scariest costume ever, the one of a government bureaucrat. And he won. So, but speaking of winning, here's our friend from our Wells Fargo Advisors, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 8 points at 16,799. The S&P 500 up 2 points at 1943, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 5 points at 4332. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 103 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 6 cents at 15.53, Rite Aid's up 16 cents at 7.32, Coca-Cola adding 8 cents at $41 even, and AT&T up 5 cents at 35.07. Of local interest, PG&E up 48 cents at 47.36, Reading Bank of Commerce down 6 cents at 6.53, Harley-Davidson's adding 11 cents at $69.04, and Sturm Ruger up 3 cents at 60.54. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.46%. Oil's up 38 cents a barrel at 106.25. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down 49 cents an ounce at 1270.70, while silver's up 4 cents at 1973. This is Chris Lasondak of the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning. To find out what you can do to increase your financial stability and what your, you know, how are your investments going? Should you be making some changes here? Should you be investing in metals? Give them a call, 243-7561, 243-7561. Every one of them can help you down there. Great advice, great people down at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Okay, you know, the things that are going on, Bad Bob, but one of them is, of course, the weather.
That's right, Carl. Weather always happens, whether or not you like it.
That's right, Carl. You know what? This is like, you know, it's like, hey, that's right, Andy. You know, WKRP in Cincinnati here, buddy. That's right, Andy. We have weather and Russ.
What's Les his name? Nessman. More news and Les Nessman. Yes.
Yeah, Les Nessman right here. Where's your Band-Aid?
Daytime highs are going to be in the mid to upper 90s, overnight lows in the 60s. That's happening for about the next week. And then late into next week, forecasters calling for a chance of rain. Right now, it's going to be quite a bit warmer than it was yesterday as we move back towards the seasonal norm. Currently 58 degrees in Reading. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, and we've got a lot of things happening today. I've got stuff already coming in on the chat room. Tonight at 6 p.m. Shasta Grammar at the Shasta Grammar School on Old Shasta, they're going to hold a meeting with the Shasta Community Service District, Water District. Many of the folks are getting 2,000 to 3,000 in water usage penalties, far worse than Bella Vista. And we were, gosh, and they were cut 50%. Wow. Now, talking about Bella Vista, you were talking about last night. Last night, the city council voted 5-0 to provide up to 1,200 acre feet of water to Bella Vista, for the price of $175 an acre foot. Now, you gotta remember, that this was sold before at like, what was it? $576 an acre foot, something like that. And there's a whole story behind the McConnell to the city to what was it, Glenn County or something like that down south. It wasn't Glenn County. I think it was even further south. But I guess the news, and I don't even know if it's news anymore. You know, when Jones asked, why are we charging, $175 per acre foot, which was when it's the cost is like about $130 to Redding, and so they asked, well, how come we're charging that much? You know, they're our neighbors, they're residents of Redding. Why are we charging that much? And of course, then Missy and Rick Bassetti got into it with Jones, saying that the water utility ratepayers should get paid for the cost of all this, which I agree with on that. I agree, but when is it that you can't ask, well, how come we're paying this much?
For those of you who might be curious, an acre foot is $325,851.429 U.S. gallons.
.429?
.429. Can't leave that out, because I'm sure.
.429. We can't let that one go.
Well, people hear acre foot and they go, well, what is that? So I thought I'd put it in. It's a little over a quarter million gallons of water. Third of a million gallons of water.
And, you know, so Missy then says is that the proposal is also a gesture of the city's desire to help Bella Vista. And then Bassetti, Rick, went after Bella Vista for not having a better drought plan in place and criticized Cad and Jones for casting themselves as fiscal conservatives while seemingly advocating for giving away the city's resources. And Jones responded, and his point was the city should not profit because water is a precious commodity right now, though it is appropriate to recover the cost. You know, do you get the feeling that there's some animosity on the city council?
No.
Do you get the feeling that when people bring in coats of their fathers and then they start talking, do you get the feeling that they just that the children aren't playing playing very well together? And frankly, guess what? I like it. You know why? Because this means then there's disagreements. This means it's that they, you know, that they're not all going to get in lockstep and give away the store like they did, you know, 20 years ago.
Not a big fan of 5-0 votes, huh?
Yeah, I'm not. You know what? A 5-0 vote for this, for the water? Yeah, I'm all for that. That should happen. And everybody, it did happen. But why the rancor afterwards? I mean, it's like, well, why are we charging that? How come we're charging that? Are we making money on this? And they're having, you know, Bella Vista's having problems. Are we making money on it? I think that's a good question because a lot of the people living in, quote, Bella Vista are Redding residents. I mean, these are Redding residents who pay their taxes and all this. Well, why should they have to pay more if they're Redding residents? You see what I mean? Okay. I'm going to take a break, and I'll tell you why. We have got a lot of stuff on that we're going to be doing today. We want to talk about Dolores Lucero. Yes, Dolores is back in the news. I want to talk about the IRS and
the case of the vanishing emails.
And I'm going to add, Bob, you get ready for this one because you're going to jump into this too. I want to talk about the Benghazi terrorist attack leader. I want to talk about your cost of your basic cost for food, my friends. And you're not even going to like what I'm going to talk about that. The basic cost for meat and fish and poultry and other things. You're not even going to like that. And then we're going to talk about the favorability rating of our president. And not surprising. Well, there is some surprises. when we get back from these messages. But, you know, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And by the way, I just saw Joe. Joe and Shelley own Tobacco and Brew. So I spent some quality time with Joe yesterday. And what a great time. Went out there to the ranch and sat out there and kind of watched. And it was kind of a serenity. You know, you go out and you kind of sit down and we had lunch and sat around and talked. Had a great cigar. And all of these things. The but it was a great time. I'm going to do a shout out for Joe. Joe, thanks a lot for that. And but Tobacco and Brew honors their veterans. They always get discounts there. They've got every imaginable kind of coffee and tea and cold drink and hot drink at Espresso Joe's, and of course the finest walk-in humidor in the state next door, and all types of e-cigs and flavors with that. You name it, they've got it. Lowest tobacco prices in town. They will match or beat any other price in town for tobacco products. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They do a lot for our community, and people, and I mean, and things quietly. They do things quietly. Unlike others that beat their chest, they just do things because it's the right thing. And, you know, just like birthdays for children who's lost their homes. They don't know them, but they just provide these. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, you know, there's a lot going on today, and I can't wait to talk to the Fish and Game Commission's executive director.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile, and you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful
Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I don't know where I came from.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, head on down to a Cypress Square Shopping Center and check out Orchard Nutrition. Walk in the place and you immediately feel healthier because of just the atmosphere of Orchard Nutrition. If you've got questions, I've got four nutritionists on the staff that's going to help you. The largest selection of natural foods and supplements, raw food, organic food, non-GMO food, classes in the evening on diet and health. You can get it all. One-stop shopping at Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141. But again, they're in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Orchard Nutrition. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. Now, White House host Dreamers. You know, Dreamers. You know what? What's a Dreamer? A Dreamer is somebody that's here illegally.
Democrat in training.
Democrat in training. It's a Democrat surrogate. They're mercenaries for Democrats. The White House on Tuesday played host to illegal immigrants who have been granted tentative legal status under President Obama's new deportation policies. Okay, that was yesterday. Now, at the same time yesterday, if I can say this, this was the other headline. In Texas, Rio Grande Valley, a seemingly endless surge of immigrants, illegals coming across. 35,000 a month, my friends. This is ground zero in Texas along the Rio Grande. The attorney generals of Texas and New Mexico are going, what are you thinking of? We're getting – did you remember seeing the movie Aliens? The second one.
Oh,
not the first
one. Good
one. One of the, Alien was a great movie, but Aliens is one of those sequels that did better than the original movie.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a story about space
only
marines.
Only because they had space marines. Yeah.
Space marines. Anyway, but in this one part, they're being, they're fighting it out against the aliens. And Bill Paxton uses this famous line, in case you haven't been reading the papers, we're getting our asses handed to us. Excuse my word for that. Obama is hosting Dreamers illegals at the White House, and we got 35,000 a month. They're coming. They're sending their children. Permisio. They're sending their children across. And what are we doing? Nothing. We're serving sandwiches. Border Patrol is serving sandwiches. Their new rules of engagement. No more than one bit of mayonnaise on this piece of the sandwich and a piece of cheese on this one. Forget anything else they're doing. Change these diapers,
so the
Border Patrol guys.
Agents are turning in their bulletproof vests for aprons.
And then they're going, they're having birthday parties. It's hit the pinata, all this stuff. But the bottom line is this. Here we are. We are in deep trouble here. Our border is being invaded. You can say anything you want about, these are just children. No, they are the first wave because now they're taking these thousands of children and the others that come across. And by the way, it is not all just children. It is also gang members. And how many terrorists do you think came across the border this past month? Because they knew that there was no way they were going to be checked. The coyotes are going down to Venezuela and Guatemala and these places. They're saying, hey, you've got permission. They're going to give you citizenship if you can get across the border. You need to get your kids across the border. Then you can come because your kids are there and they can't send them back. They'll get amnesty. Now, I'm not saying all this is true that Obama has said that, but he has given that impression to enough people that they're coming across. And so guess what? You've got lawyers down there, which, who, by the way, we are paying for, who said these children are do get amnesty. They can't be sent back into crime. They can't be sent back into those countries. And so once the kids are here, what do you do with them? Well, you put them on bases, you feed them, you give them mayonnaise and peanut butter and banana sandwiches and all these things. But next, here come their parents because their child's here. And the head of the Border Patrol said, guess what? We are going to let them go live with illegals that are already here at other parts of their family. Now, this is totally ludicrous. The one thing a nation has, or three things a nation has, laws, a common language, and a border. And President Obama is honoring Dreamers, illegals, at the White House at the same time we're getting overrun. Does he even know what's going on down there? Does he even know what's going on?
I think he knows absolutely well.
Well, I think you're right. But get this.
Stacking the
his
deck.
Obama's approval rating is the lowest it's ever been. 41% on foreign affairs. And this was before what's happening in Iraq. This was before what's happening in Iraq. He gets rated 41%. His favorability rating is down to like 43%. 41, you know, and this is the surprising part, 41 favor what he's doing, which is kind of a surprise considering. So his approval rating is down. And let's just go to Iraq for a second. Not that I would do that, but I've been there several times. In my blog, Time Under the Helmet, it's on Reading.com, I put a map up there of ISIL, ISIL, Islamic, Syrian, blah, 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 blah.
Islamic and, state of Iraq and the Levant.
And the Levant. What is the Levant?
The Levant is an ancient term, and I can look it up on Google. I believe it's an ancient term for that region, the Levant.
Okay. I've got a map on there showing how they've moved across there. Now, they're fighting on the outskirts of Baghdad, my friends. Now, somebody asked me yesterday, how do the veterans feel about this? How do they feel about fighting so hard, losing legs and limbs and friends and family members and everything, and you're losing them, and now all this is happening? Again, I go back to the fact that you can't denigrate what they've done. The men and women who fought there for this country and fought there where they were sent there by all of our elected representatives. They were sent there by our elected representatives to fight. And die and bleed and be wounded terribly. They did the honorable thing. They served. They fought. They did their mission. They completed their mission. They won. We won the war on the ground. We lost it politically, obviously. Now, what's the next step? Do we put troops on the ground again? Pelosi says that we need to go back and re-energize with military force. But she didn't say troops on the ground, which means is air attacks, drone attacks, and all these other things. Frankly, there needs to be something done. I don't see Obama doing anything except sending people there to reinforce the embassy, which is probably a good idea so we don't lose the embassy and have, you know, 40 hostages taken for 444 days. Did that happen before? Oh, yeah, it was under Carter. Wouldn't that be terrible?
Yep.
Okay. It's all these things are going on. All right. Let's go into this. Now I'm not going to get into the IRS. Hey, but if you lose, can you lose emails?
It's extremely difficult, bordering on the intentional, to lose all trace of any email, because there's basically, even if you have no redundant backup systems, which I would hope that a government agency would in fact have, there are three copies of an email that exist: the one on the sending computer, the one on the server that handles it that stays on there for a period of time, and then the one on the receiving computer. And it's inconceivable to me as a technician that all three copies would simply vanish, plus any backups that might have existed. And the convenience factor is, it's like, do you seriously expect me to believe this?
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that, about Lois Lerner, IRS, and not only Lois, but six other people that are under investigation whose emails, as Bob just talked about, just disappeared, conveniently disappeared, and they knew about it for several months, and they just didn't tell the investigators. Oh, were you interested in that? This is the IRS.
Is my homework.
This is the IRS and the FBI, I think. I think the FBI is involved in this somehow. The dog ate my homework.
By the way, for those of you curious, the Levant is Cyprus, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, and parts of southern Turkey. It's lands east of the eastern Mediterranean. The word comes from where the sun rises.
Well, let me think about that. So the Levant means is an area of the world that maybe these fundamentalist Islamic fundamentalists want to control. Let's go back into Palestine.
The base of the caliphate.
Yeah, the Palestine, which is Israel and all that. Wow, they want all of it. That might give you an idea of what their long range plan is. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Bob, KCNR 1460.
Sometimes. this is Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti. Please join me and the rest of our community for the 13th annual REU Energy Fair Saturday, June 21st, from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Market Street Promenade. This year, the Energy Fair will highlight summer cooling and how to conserve energy during the hot summer months ahead. Over 40 local vendors demonstrating REU's home performance program, Energy Star appliances, water conservation products, the latest energy-saving technologies, and a fleet of plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for kids include free REU bucket truck rides, bounce houses, recreation programs, and snow cones. Mom and Dad will enjoy bonus rebates, local food vendors, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. See you June 21st, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU. Learn. Conserve. Save.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
We should all go play pinball.
Yeah, I like it.
World peace through pinball.
You stopped that too soon. Why'd you stop that just like that? That was too abrupt. That does things to my...
Actually, the computer glitched.
Oh, okay. Hey, Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Yeah, who knows? We're here. It's 7:33 in the morning. It's, 63 degrees out there? I keep saying 63 every morning because that's all that's written on the board there. It's been there for, 4 days now? Because one of my producers can get up and move over there and fix it.
Huh? We're in a very steady state now.
So what is it?
At the fire 59. Station, 59 at, let me look here, 63 at, the Reading Central.
Okay,
it is 65 at Northeast.
So I am right then. 63 is pretty close.
Yeah.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Heavy into estate jewelry. They have it. They've got the best jewelry you can possibly imagine down there for estate jewelry, plus all the other loose gems, their necklaces, tennis bracelets, everything at Four Winds Jewelry, and the only trained watch repair guy in the whole Reading area. If you've got a watch that needs to be fixed, no matter where you take it, it's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard is a great guy. You need to just go down and talk to him. Even if you don't buy anything, you need to go down and just talk to him. He's a great guy. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Give him a call, 222-2750. Okay, let's go on back. Here's what we were talking about. The IRS has can I say conveniently, lost not only Lois Lerner's emails, because Lois Lerner, okay, you know, who is she? She is the one that headed up the group at the IRS that targeted conservative nonprofit groups, refused to give them their nonprofit status, went after them, made them give all this information, just generally harassed them, and they were caught at it. Lois Lerner comes in front of Congress when they asked her, and she gives this long statement about, oh, it's not my fault, you know, blah, blah. And then when they ask her a question, she then says, I now plead the Fifth. I am not going to speak because I could be the Fifth Amendment, and I will not testify against myself in a criminal proceeding. So she got a chance to make her statement, and then she refused to say it. So they brought her back, and she still refuses to talk. So they're getting ready to throw I think they put a contempt of Congress on her. But so they're doing this investigation. So part of the investigation is that these emails. Well, it just comes out is that Lois's emails have just disappeared. But it's not just Lois. It's six other people who also have emails that the investigators would like to look at. And so, I mean, and they said, well, you know what? They just keep them for 6 months and they're overwritten. I mean, anybody will tell you that I have, okay, on Yahoo, I have 3,875 emails that go all the way back to 2007, maybe 2006, maybe longer than that. I don't know, maybe 2005. But they're all on Yahoo. Yeah. They're emails. So you're telling me a government agency, and this was like a leader, you know, this is one of their higher ups in the IRS, didn't have backups? They didn't have backups.
Somebody call Carbonite quick.
Does that make sense? Would they? Because
no,
one of the things they said is
not.
We just overwrite every 6 months. Why would they do that?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I don't
unless
know.
There was a security issue or something. But I'm pretty sure that under any number of laws, those emails have to be archived by law because of convenient losses of emails in the past. And, of course, we have heard all these scandals where messages, emails, and tweets have come back to haunt people. So this
so
is
now
just,
they're
it's
shredding.
Just too convenient.
Now they're shredding. Okay, now, the thing about it is you made a good point. There's three places these emails could be. They're either on the server for the person who sent it. They're on another server because it's been sent, so that's on a separate server someplace?
Depending on how an IT system is set up. First of all, any government agency's IT department would have backups that are constantly running.
I would think so. You know, like I said, in Yahoo. Okay, we run 5 years of archives of these shows. 5 years. Mm-hmm. Now, you imagine how much space that takes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is for the whole station.
Yeah.
Everybody's got 5 years of archives, and we're going to cut back on that. In fact, if anybody wants the whole 5 years, we'll be glad to download all that and sell them to you for an exorbitantly large price.
Mostly boring stuff.
When you're on, Bob, okay, how can – am I going to go there? So then now they have to go to the people supposedly that they sent them to and say, we want copies of these emails. So if she sent things, we want every piece of email that was sent to the White House. So can you do that? Can you give a subpoena that says, I want every email this woman sent to the White House? And then how hard is that to get? I mean, would it just be you put her name in there and they would just start spitting out thousands of these things?
If you put that, any email program will do that. Even with outrageous security precautions, I mean, the way this stuff works.
It's almost, to me, I can't understand it, how it can happen.
By design, you can't accidentally lose this stuff. I'm sorry.
Okay. So now I'm really kind of like, is it this bad? I mean, come on. Are they going to find a smoking gun that goes up to the chief of staff of the White House that says, yeah, get them before the election?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, that the IRS, head of the IRS goes and visits them 57 times, but yet the person that's putting Obamacare together didn't visit him once in 3 years. When I talk to people about why don't people vote, and they say the same thing. They say, well, why? They're all the same, and they treat us like we're idiots.
There's a credibility thing.
There is a big credibility thing. And I said, yeah, but unless you vote, you can't change anything. Unless you vote, you can't change anything. You can't get these guys out or girls out.
You know, the level in the room just suddenly took
it
a big
you know
jump.
What? I smell much. I mean, it smells much better. It smells much better in here now. And you know, the testosterone has kind of been
trying
blocked.
To find out how many emails I have. And I think I might have you outnumbered.
Oh, no, you've got me beat. You've got something like 12,000. You've got like 12,000 emails.
I'm afraid that, seriously, when I'm talking, I just recently had a conversation with a girlfriend who has moved to Palm Springs. And many of you longtime listeners know that I did a Valentine's show there a couple years back. So I couldn't remember for some reason. I couldn't remember the name of the piano player. So I had to go through pulling up old emails, which I had. And could forward them. So I'll find out in a second. My computer's a little slow. I need to have somebody come and clean it out anyway. But
Works better than Lois Lerner's, apparently.
Yes. Oh.
Well, hers gets cleaned out on a regular basis there.
Not to be confused with Lois Lane.
No, not at all.
The convenience. But the thing is, there are people who will continue to – nothing will ever dissuade them from the party in power that can do no wrong. And they will say, oh, okay, we accept this, and where's our money? Yeah, where's our next handout?
Well, okay, moving on. Dolores Lucero, her trial started. They're picking out the jury right now. Let me say this about Dolores Lucero. I know Dolores Lucero. She's been on the show several times. She hasn't been on in a long time because
not to be confused with
not to be confused with Deborah Lucero, who runs the Shasta County Arts Council, who is just a dynamo out there. So, but Dolores Lucero, who was from the city of Shasta Lake, who was a city council member and has been accused of falsifying, I guess, official documents and lying and all this. We know Dolores Lucero. She hasn't been on the show, like I was getting ready to say, for several years, at least, because of that she was told me something that wasn't true. Has nothing to do with the trial, but she told me something on another subject. But the thing about it is this. Is she has problems. And anybody that talks to her, listens to her, should know is that she's going under stress or whatever it is. That she is going through a tough time in her life. She's disturbed. And why we're putting her through a trial, why the judge doesn't say to her, look, you are going to go seek professional help. And then at the end of that, then we're going to come back and talk about this. But to put her on trial right now is, to me, such a waste of the county's money. Is he going to put her in jail? Is he going to put Dolores Lucero in jail? Do the people hate her that much that they want her to go to jail? Or do they, you know, her life is, at this point, is over. People look at her when she says things and don't believe it, or they laugh, or these things. But she's getting ready to go to trial. She should be going to see somebody. And frankly, if I was a judge, I'd do that. Hey. You're going to go see somebody, and you're going to come back. I want to have reports. I want to find out what's going on. Now, if there's nothing wrong here, then let's go to trial. I can't believe that. I can't believe that somebody who has done all these things that she's done, there isn't something out there. There's something adrift, as we would say. Why do we want to spend all this money on this trial like this? I mean, it makes no sense to me. All right.
Okay, $15,000. You want to know my computer's slow?
You got 15,000
emails? I have 15,000 emails I've been holding. And I don't know. It's in 1 to 50 or 15,000. Yes.
Where does that go all the way back to?
Okay, hold on.
15,000 emails. I can't believe that.
I have something like that on my Gmail account. And the thing is, my Gmail account, which is saved on a server, they're not actually on your computer.
No.
They're on – maybe the government needs to contract with Google for their email services so they don't lose all their stuff.
Or Yahoo or something because how ludicrous is this that you could lose all these – I mean, what if you've got – what if she had things that are on there that, you know, a track of things that goes back for a year on about something? I'm talking about anybody that's in the system. And they're saying in 6 months, they said, really the computer crashed. And there's no backups. I can crash a computer here and we get our little web wog out when we find him. And he can come over here and find things.
Yeah.
Well, right
or
now
you
I'm,
can do it. I mean, you do it.
Yeah.
Well, right now, just trying to how long it takes you to go back and to find it. I'm just still I'm at 2013 here, and that I'm on 2500.
No, just go to push that arrow at the very end. It'll take you to the last one.
I am, but it's just that it's, I have an Apple.
Oh.
Remember, we work differently.
It's a different mindset.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Reading Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. In fact, you're going to go down and see Sharon today.
Absolutely.
She's dancing with the stars. There you go. I tell you what, here's another example of somebody that's doing a lot for our community, Sharon Clark and Reading Home Helpers. All of our caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. Check out her website at readinghomehelpers.com. Now, if you call her at 226-8350, Sharon will give you a free in-home consultation. She'll tell you, okay, this is what you're going to need to take care of your loved ones, whether they're elderly or young or whoever needs the help to keep them at home as opposed to putting them someplace else. Reading Home Helpers, again, 226-8350. We'll be right back.
I love sharing the great letters we get, like this one. Lori and Bruce Burton came up from Chico and purchased a 2014 Honda Accord. And Lori writes,
"From the moment we got to Crown, we knew we were in good hands. All our questions were answered, even some we hadn't thought of. Crown made car buying enjoyable."
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighting. I'll see you at the range.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here. And Bob Belongi is at the helm.
Bob's a little tired because he was dancing all night.
I love your Bob music.
Taking pictures of people dancing. in the evening, and then you're taking care of it back at the dancing.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Bob is doing the video.
Bob and Brenda.
And Brenda. When you go see Dance with the Stars, you're going to see, when before each one comes out, a quick, like a little bio about why they're doing this.
Up close and personal.
And up close and personal that Bob and Brenda put together. And I tell you what, it's
a package.
It's a package, little package deal there. And but it tells why they're doing it and a little bit about them. And it's really great. Dance with the Stars
Fantastic.
Coming up soon, 28th.
I'm excited. I get to just pulling out, what am I going to wear? Because I get to judge, and it's a blast. I have such a good time doing it.
You're going to do your 25 costume changes?
No.
That you and Cheetah Johnson used to have used to be, so you could change clothes the most during a 1.5 hour show?
That was yesterday's news. Not doing that now. 7:49 in the morning if you're just tuning in. Hey, it's 63 degrees this morning, and today it looks like we're going to have temperatures around 92. With our clear evening, with temperatures that'll get to be around 63. Tomorrow, the temperature calls for a hot day with 96, and then Friday's around 94. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. I've got something really fun to, interesting to share with you. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air. You know, the weather is still relatively good. I mean, but it's still getting hot. You still shouldn't leave your animals in the cars, nor your people. But the other thing is you need to have your air conditioning systems checked by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Guarantee their work out there.
I don't know what to do about this. I would be interested to talk with Captain Smith about this over at SPCA. Haven Humane. I was at Trader Joe's. I have something else to talk about, but I was at Trader Joe's yesterday, and this gal drives in, and she has the windows down in the back, two great big dogs in the back, puffing on a cigarette, pulls into handicap parking lot, the handicap parking right in front. And I looked at the temperature on the car yesterday, but that time it was around 72. I thought, okay, the two cars are in the back. How soon is she going to be going in? I mean, the two dogs in the back. How soon is she going to be going in? Should I make a call? I'm just wondering, with that temperature at that time, with the windows down in the back, if that would have been a time to make a call to say you're.
Were they way down?
They were like half down.
I don't know. That's but if you have a question, you should call if there's a question. Sungold just wrote to us, and this is interesting. Sunny is talking about they're working. I cannot believe the news from Caltrans this morning about the 299 project between Bella Vista and Diddy Wells to widen the Salt Creek Bridge.
Yeah, insane. Well, I've seen this also on the 299 west side, where people are violating the controlled zone.
She says it seems folks are not waiting for the pilot car; they're just plowing through. One person flew there at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, you've got,
and they're doubling the fines for the rule breakers.
Good.
Yeah, it's very dangerous because you're down to one lane. You got heavy equipment. You got workers moving back and forth. There's a reason that you're being asked to stop. And what can be? It's like texting. What could possibly be so important that you have to put people's lives at risk?
Well, I remember 299 going over to across Buckhorn. There was always road construction, and you think that you're going to be there at a certain time, but when you're going over to Weaverville, it could be an hour wait sometimes on the two lane.
And that's the problem. People are saying, "Look, you guys are doing this work during business hours, and I've got things to do, and I'm just going to push through it." Unfortunately, it could be dangerous.
Well, we have a friend in town that is working on their home. They live out of town, but they've kept their home, and so they fly in and they take care of their home. They want to eventually move back into Reading, but their work takes them elsewhere. But you never know what you're going to find. If you're cleaning out a basement, you're cleaning out something. This is just kind of an interesting story. It doesn't really pertain to him, but officials in Long Island say a couple were startled when they discovered a 3-foot-long python in their couch. Ooh!
in your couch, Bob. This is not like finding it in your garage. Okay, 3 feet doesn't seem like much. But, okay, that's 3 feet long, and there's a python in your couch.
It's looking at you from between the cushions.
From between the cushions. You're making out with your wife. You're looking at you. Close your eyes. You look up, and there's two beady eyes looking at you.
And she's saying, oh, my. So anyway.
Are you happy to see me?
So, anyway, they were cleaning a basement apartment that had just recently been vacated when the wife removed one of the cushions. She removed the cushion and saw the snake. So they called the town of Brookhaven.
Once the screaming was
done. Yeah, when
she changed her clothes.
Changed her diaper. She notified the SPCA. Now, they say the non-venomous ball python belonged to a former tenant and was going to be cared for by an upstairs tenant when it got loose.
They just never happened to mention it to anybody.
No, like, by the way.
Well, I've seen stories where people have gone in and looked down in their toilets.
That's scary.
And you've got a python or boa constrictor, kind of curled up in there. It's like, whoa. Yeah.
So ball pythons are legal to own.
Yeah.
No charges have been filed, except for the woman who probably just will never be able to get that out of her visual. So anyway, back on to, the things that are going on with...
Bob.
Should we?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Is this Dolores?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Is this Dolores Lucero?
Yes, it is. Dolores Lucero.
Okay. Hi, Dolores. What's up?
Hi. Well, I just want to say I'm not sure if you're informed that... in my trial, there is 5 new witnesses that investigator discovered. So that was disclosed about 2 weeks ago to confirm, what I've been saying. So I know that people have a hard time trying to believe what I've been saying is true, but unfortunately, it has to take, for me to go to trial to show that I've been saying the truth, And I can't force people to say the truth. When we ask them to tell us the truth, it's up to them. But all I can do is say the truth. And I know when they don't say the truth, I look bad because, like you mentioned earlier, I said something to you and the other person said different. So I can't force them to tell you the truth. So unfortunately, that's going to, I can't make you believe me, but...
well, that's what the trial's for, but Dolores, it's also things I think that there's been so many things that have happened that I'm not sure you should be going to trial. That's just my opinion.
Right. And my medical issue and everything, I know I have a serious, illness, and it's basically almost like a slow death that I'm going through. And, but I do have an appointment with UC Davis next week and see what the doctors say there, because that's why I'm going to a second opinion, so I could get the help and see what's going on, if I could continue, if I'm in a condition to even continue this case. So, but I'm looking forward to getting out the truth, but if I can't do it right now in my condition, then I have to go by what the doctor says.
Okay. All right, Dolores.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Dolores Lucero. And, the fact is that, again.
There are two sides to every story.
There's two sides to every story. That's true.
If not more.
there's my side, your side, and, probably the truth.
And if the government gets involved.
There's really three sides.
There's really like four sides.
Because
the government's in it, too, somewhere. Anyway. Okay. We're going to have, when we break from news,
that would be Linda's computer.
Linda's computer is talking to her.
I wanted to share something before we take the 8 o'clock break here about, this. I'm trying to learn how to play golf, actually. I haven't taken lessons this year, but I will. But there's an 11-year-old girl that is just storming the golf world. Her name is Lucy Lee. She's holding a teddy bear, strolling through the merchandise tent Sunday during the U.S. Open. And she is setting all kinds of records. She is playing Pinehurst number 2 against the best female players in the world. Pigtails, it's just really, and all she wants to do, I saw her briefly this morning on a little snippet on one of the stations. She beats her father, you know, the she gets crowds everywhere just because she's a doll.
She's 11 years old.
She's
the age of my granddaughter.
Yeah, and she's been playing since she was 5. And she's just a very strong swing. And it's adorable because she said, I don't really care about the outcome. I just want to enjoy the game.
Well,
I want to learn. I want to learn.
Wow. You know what? She's going to be really unhappy when she's surrounded by all the other people that play golf.
She's home.
I don't think most of them just say, I just enjoy the game. The ones I've seen.
She's been homeschooled through an online Stanford University program, and she likes math, science, and history, and loves to read, including the works of Rick Riordan and books on Sherlock Holmes. Oh, and she loves arcades and going to Dave and Buster's restaurants, too.
Hey, what? You know, you got to like little kids like that. Hey, okay, we're going to take a quick break from the news, and we come back. We're going to have the executive director of the Fish and Game Commission here, dressed in a very, very scary costume, one of a bureaucrat.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Federal Reserve wraps up its latest meeting to set interest rates with a statement expected this afternoon. Economist Sue Hoffman at PNC Financial.
They probably will indicate that they've seen the economy look a little better this spring, confirming that some of the weakness in the first quarter was a lot due to the severe weather.
A surprising jump in consumer inflation has given the Fed something more to discuss at today's meeting. In Baghdad today, hearing the voice of Iraq's prime minister, who says, yes, the initial shock was severe as those Islamic militants captured a lot of territory to the north, but he says now the fight is turning in the opposite direction against the Sunni militants. Nouri al-Maliki is a Shiite who's been in office since 2006. Meanwhile, today, President Obama will be conferring with members of Congress at the White House about the ongoing situation there. Former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morrell was asked what happened in Iraq since the U.S. pullout that resulted in a return to violence.
We left an Iraqi military that didn't have the capability to take on al-Qaeda. And we also left a Maliki who wanted to show that he was a sovereign and didn't want to deal with the United States, didn't want to accept our help. And we left a Maliki who every day was becoming more and more authoritarian.
Former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morrell appearing on the Charlie Rose program. The U.S. Patent Office has ruled the Washington Redskins' nickname is disparaging to Native Americans and that the NFL team's federal trademarks for the name must be canceled. The ruling comes as a campaign to change the name has gained momentum over the past year. The decision by the Trademark Trial and Appeals Board, similar to one it issued back in 1999. That one was overturned. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring like Quick Click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
A drop in U.S. exports and lower income from overseas investments drove the U.S. current account deficit to its highest level in 18 months.
The Commerce Department says the deficit soared to a seasonally adjusted $111.2 billion during the first quarter. That's up from a revised total of $87.3 billion during the fourth quarter of last year. Rising petroleum prices have narrowed the gap in recent years, though such exports declined in the first quarter, widening the deficit.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The current account is the country's broadest measure of trade, covering not only goods and services, but also investment flows. A wider deficit can act as a drag on growth, as it means U.S. companies are earning less from their overseas markets. FedEx stock was up 4% in early trading after the company reported its quarterly profits rose as growth in online shopping gave its ground shipping business a lift. Earnings and revenue both topped Wall Street expectations, which always pleases investors. This is SRN News. The Interfax News Agency says Ukraine's new president, Petro Poroshenko, has proposed a unilateral ceasefire by his troops to allow pro-Russian separatists in the east of the country a chance to lay down their weapons or leave the country peacefully. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says the U.S. supports Ukraine's latest move.
We call on Russia to support President Poroshenko's peace plan and to cease support for militants and separatists for further destabilizing the situation, and to stop the provision of arms and materiel across the border.
Interfax quoted Poroshenko as saying that this would be the first step in a peace plan that he has proposed to de-escalate the ongoing conflict. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Iraq is in a civil war, and he says the U.S. has no business sending troops there. He says Republicans are playing politics by being critical of President Obama over the ongoing violence. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460.com. More talk, local talk radio shows than any other place around California. June the 18th, good morning. Wednesday, 8:05 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondock. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into today's trading, and the markets are modestly mixed and quiet trading ahead of the Federal Reserve announcement. And currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 48 points at 16,760. The S&P 500 is trading flat at 1942, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 7 points at 4329. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 167 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down 44 cents at 91.64, Facebook down a dime at 64.30, and Netflix is down 98 cents at 442.67. Of local interest, Home Depot's up 6 cents at $80.08, North Valley Bank adding 15 cents at $21.23, and Verizon down 40 cents at $48.81. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.46%. Oil's unchanged at $105.85, and precious metals are mixed with gold down 70 cents at $12.7049, while silver's up 2 cents at $19.71. This is Crystal Sondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning right here. Give them a call at 243-7561, and they will show you the path to financial freedom. I know you like that, financial freedom through our Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located down on Park Marina Drive.
We like to have financial freedom, wouldn't we?
We do have financial freedom. We'll just stop paying our bills. and you have financial freedom for, 1 or 2 months until they hunt you down.
Hey, currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning here on KCNR 1460. We give you the weather that's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 is the number. Today, again, 92, and clear this evening with temperatures around 63.
And you know what? This weekend, when talking about weather, we're talking about how to save money. We're talking about the cost of electricity, the cost of everything. It's the 13th annual City of Reading Energy Fair is going to be this Saturday. It's going to be at the Market Street Promenade from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Now, they're going to be able to give away rebates down there for new appliances you may be buying, solar screens, and just ways to keep your house cooler and to save money. Because, as you know, we've had rising energy prices that will continue to happen. So you want to have it, your air conditioning and all those systems looked at, of course, by Alliance. But this is a way to find out how to save money and to keep your house cooler and to save energy at the 13th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair at the Market Street Promenade this Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Okay, see what else we have. 605-4567 is our phone number. And let's go to our guest today. We have the executive director of the California Fish and Game Commission, Sanke Mastrup. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you? I told you in the email that Linda's in the wolf costume and I'm in my bear costume. Getting ready for this momentous time here.
Yeah, I'm trying to visualize that. But put me in the mood.
But see, you told me you were dressed even scarier.
No. Yeah, I was going to dress as a bureaucrat.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, you win. Okay, we're going to take off the wolf costume here. Sanke Mastrup, you're executive director of the California Fish and Game Commission, which has been in the news, you know, several times. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How'd you get into this?
Yeah, I started working for the Department of what it was then Fish and Game and now the Department of Fish and Wildlife back in the 80s and working on upland game. Big game, etc. And then I was deputy director of the Wildlife and Fisheries function for 10 years, and then about 3 years ago, the commission recruited me to be their executive director, which I took on as a challenge to try and improve public participation and effectiveness of the commission in managing the state's very diverse natural resources, given that we have 38 million residents with very interesting and divergent views of how that should be done.
Yeah, I think so. The Fish and Game Commission, some people get them mixed up with the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah, that's actually a common confusion. The Fish and Game Commission establishes regulations for hunting and fishing, listing species, and numerous odds and ends authorities, and the department largely implements programs and runs things like hatcheries, wildlife areas, does wildlife management, fisheries management. They're the ones that actually do the stuff in the field, whereas the commission focuses more on policy and rules.
Now, but the commission has a great deal of power, though.
Yeah, it's one of the, it's a constitutional body. It's in the state constitution. It's very old, established in 1870. Have a long history, but the job has changed substantially, and the legislature has seen fit to keep giving it new authorities and responsibilities, so it's been keeping us on our toes.
So how do you get on this Fish and Game Commission?
Oh, it's an appointment by the governor. They go for six-year terms, staggered. There's five of them. And once they're appointed, they have to be confirmed by the legislature within a year.
Okay. As the what's the
what year are you in?
I'm not a commissioner. I'm their executive director.
Okay.
I heard the cats, if you will.
You heard the cats. Okay.
Yeah.
But in your position, how long have you been holding that position?
Oh yeah, I've been here just about 3 years.
Okay.
Sanke, the appointments by the governor, then they only answer then to the governor. Is that correct?
Well, once they're confirmed by the Senate, they're constitutionally independent. The governor cannot remove them.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes. The only way they can be removed is by a majority vote of the legislature.
Oh.
They're designed to be relatively independent. So their appointments is a very important process, because once they're there, they're pretty much going to be there for 6 years.
Does the governor appoint them by political party?
Typically, I would say that's probably the norm, although I have seen some exceptions.
Does the governor, and whichever governor it is, what kind of qualifications do you have to be nominated for this?
Well, the legislature not too long ago passed a bill to provide some guidance to the governor about, you know, qualifications they would expect. Typically, they're looking for clever people with an interest in natural resources and some background that would make them hopefully successful. It's a volunteer job. They do get some. They do get a stipend and travel expenses. So they're volunteers.
Okay, so this isn't one of those $100,000 a year jobs.
No, you don't make money on this gig. It's a lot of darn work for a volunteer. We run about 12 meetings a year, once a month, and their briefing binders for the business meetings are typically 2,000, 2,500 pages of dense material. It's a lot of work.
Wow. We're going to be taking a quick break here, and our guest is Sankey Mastrup. Am I pronouncing that right?
Sankey Mastrup.
Executive Director of the California Fish and Game Commission, which is different than the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and frankly has, I believe, more power than the department, because the commission sets limits, hunting areas, and can even choose to make a species endangered. Is that correct?
Yeah, they have the authority to list a species as threatened or endangered.
Okay. We've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. It's a firearm dealer of choice. He has any matter of guns or ammo there, and John believes in treating his customers fairly. All the prices are very fair. He has everything you might need in stock. Now, he is also at this point raffling off a Colt Python 357, an icon of revolvers, and all the proceeds are going to the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And you can go on down there, check it out with John, 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222.
The local Purple Heart chapter.
Local Purple Heart chapter.
Make sure the money stays local.
Stays local to help out our wounded veterans. We'll be right back right after these messages. Our guest is Sankey Mastrup, who is Executive Director of the California Fish and Game Commission.
Hi, this is Wade Riggs. I'm here with Bruce Blake, the president of Powerhouse Solar. Bruce, you and your wife Sue established Powerhouse Solar in 2003, and since then you've installed more solar energy systems in the North State than anyone. What do you attribute that success to?
Well, Wade, I think it's because that we as a company have made a decision a long time ago to sell the very best products we know on the market. At Powerhouse Solar, we don't do cookie-cutter systems because every house is different. Every home is brand new, clean slate. We have to come in and custom design a system using a SunPower panel, the most efficient panel in the world, and putting it together with the best inverters, the best racking, the best installation makes Powerhouse Solar by far the best solution for you and your family. Everything's designed specifically fits their needs. When they've seen what their system produces, they're going to be content with what we said that we would do, we will do.
Find out what a custom-designed solar energy system can save your family. Call Bruce and his staff at Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Lightning. Heavy metal thunder.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. It is Wednesday, June the 18th, and I know, born to be wild, because we have with us Sulke Mastrip, who is the executive director of the California Fish and Game Commission. You know, see, we're trying to get into the mood here.
Yeah,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You're looking for a new or used, a previously used Ford truck, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda. Well, they've got them there, plus every other imaginable make and model you could think of. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in Northern California, or maybe any place? Not only that, but their service department is outstanding. Redding Crown Motors, big news down there, big sales. 223-2177 is the phone number. Again, 555 Cypress Avenue. How could you miss them? They take up three blocks. Our guest, Sulke Mastrip, executive director of the California Fish and Game Commission, and we were talking about the power that they have, about making an endangered species. I think, which is what brought brought my phone call, my first phone call to you, or my first emails, was the Fish and Game Commission that made the wolf an endangered species in California.
Well, technically, the commission doesn't make them endangered; they simply recognize them as endangered or threatened. But yes, they at their last meeting in Fortuna. They voted to add gray wolf to the list of endangered species for California.
Now, what does that entail when something is endangered?
Well, under the law, they make their decisions based on the regulations and the code, and it has criteria. And in general, what it's looking for is if we have a species that's declining and it looks like without some kind of additional protections it will disappear, we're compelled, the state has asked us to list those animals and focus efforts to stop that downward trend, stabilize, and ultimately recover the species so it does not have to be listed. That's the goal.
Well, California doesn't have wolves, though, right?
Well, it hasn't had them for a long time that we know of. So this is a very unusual circumstance for this law.
Well, why don't we make an endangered designation for, say, carrier pigeons then? Because they don't exist. But when we say they're endangered, now, does that mean, and I've heard all types of rumors, this is one of the I'm really glad you're on today. I have heard that you cannot, that once they're on that endangered list, you can't keep them from destroying your property like livestock.
Basically, once it's on a threatened or endangered, no what's called directed take is allowed. In other words, you're not allowed to go out and purposely kill one.
The exception
might be public safety.
Okay.
Threatening you, you're always allowed to protect yourself.
Okay. Now but if they were going after your calves or your sheep or anything like this, what is your recourse at that point?
Well, that's going to be something that will have to be worked out in the wolf management plan. And that was one of the hopes and why everyone was really focusing on that is ultimately the state of California, if wolves do in fact recolonize the state, how do we live with them? You know, when does it become an intolerable situation, and what do you do about it? But as long as they're listed as endangered, you are under the law not allowed to direct take. There are things called incidental take permits, which are designed so if you're running an operation and in that process you unavoidably take an endangered species, it gives you some coverage under the law But usually, or in most cases, those incidental take permits require some mitigating action to compensate for any potential incidental take. But a wolf preying on livestock, the act does not allow you to take the wolf to stop the depredation.
I see. And I think that was one of the, you know, I was just up talking to a rancher up in Northern California here along the Oregon border, and cattle, as you probably know, are worth a lot of money now, $1,500 yeah. bucks a piece. And he's under constant attack by coyotes, coyotes, bears, mountain lions, and he said wolves. Has Oregon got a lot of wolves?
They have some. One of the things I learned with the OR7 situation is they're pretty good at not being seen. So,
yeah,
OR7.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
their survival depends on it, actually.
Right.
So, you know, we don't believe we have any, but frankly, we really don't know.
We don't know.
The only reason we knew about OR7 is because it had a GPS collar on it.
Well, that always kind of seems to kind of help find them.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing how far that wolf wandered. It crossed roads. It went through all kinds of territory that very hazardous. It was amazing. It got around the way it did. I was very impressed.
And now it's found a wife or a mate.
Yeah, yeah. It's I guess it's got pups and
wow.
Started a family up in Oregon.
Yeah, it's called a pack.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Sonke Mastrup is our guest, and we do have a caller. But before we go to our caller, I wanted to ask you a quick question. If you could give us an insight just today, what someone of your position, what does your day look like?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, we're here largely to service the commissioners, setting up meetings, working with the public. So people who want a rule changed or don't understand why they can't do something like have a hedgehog or whatever, they petition us and ask the commission to change a rule or change a policy. That's a big part of our daily existence. We also handle appeals. If somebody doesn't like something we or the Department of Fish and Wildlife does regarding a permit, they can appeal to the commission or a quasi-judicial body. We also work routinely with the Department of Fish and Wildlife on policy matters, regulations, and issues the public has with various management issues.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. This is Mike. Do you have a question for Sonke?
Yes, I do. This question kind of involves the relationship between California and the
Can you speak up, Mike, please?
Yeah, this question has something to do with the relationship between California and the, like, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, particularly when it comes, like, to the salmon. Who has control of them? Who's counting them? Who's setting the amount of time that you can fish and how many you can catch and all this? And there's some issues, like at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Coleman Fish Hatchery in Anderson here. They are currently mixing the native fish eggs with the hatchery fish, which is going to be the death of your strain if you continue to do that. Is that something that you have any control over, or, you know, where does the line draw between the federal Fish and Wildlife and California?
That's a really good question. It's something, it's a challenge routinely. The salmon are a very complicated species to manage. It's a very broad-ranging critter. The salmon are, from a fisheries point of view, those that are caught for commercial or sport. In the ocean are under the general authority of the feds, the NOAA, or NIMS, National Marine Fisheries Service. Inland, the Fish and Game Commission establishes salmon seasons, but under the umbrella of federal take allowances. Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also has additional responsibilities, migratory birds, mammals, or marine mammals, and they do run some hatcheries. And there, we work with them, the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the federal hatcheries. We have a very large hatchery system. We work collaboratively, but sometimes we have different approaches. But the feds are sovereign, so the state generally can't go tell the feds what to do. So we have some interesting discussions and efforts to resolve differences between federal and state viewpoints on some things when it comes to wildlife.
It's interesting because the hatchery here, you know, they've changed things. We don't even know the count going through the Sacramento River anymore because they took out the counter, which was at Red Bluff, when they removed that dam. So how does anybody set any limits when they don't even know how many fish are coming through?
Well, most of the inland fisheries are run or designed to allow a minimum escapement of fish, and what that means, fish that have to return to the hatcheries. And so it's a lot of elaborate analysis and modeling to figure out how many can you take or how long a fishing season in the rivers and the oceans can you have and still have a desired number of spawners returning to the hatcheries. That system works actually fairly well considering how complex the system is.
Except you're losing your native fish because they no longer, you know, once you start mixing the native fish and the hatchery and they all go to the hatchery, then you're taking the fish away from the rest of the waters upstream.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what Coleman's up to at the moment, but this issue is an important one. There was a very elaborate review, a scientific review of how the hatcheries, the salmon steelhead hatcheries, are being run in Washington, Oregon, and California. The California port was just released last year. And there's a lot of concern about how we're handling the genetics in the hatcheries and the impacts of our hatchery production on the wild runs. There is no question they compete amongst each other, and so it, you know, but you would not have commercial or sport fisheries without these hatcheries. So the question is, how much damage, if you will, or impact, or can you minimize the impact of hatchery produce salmon on wild stocks without eliminating the recreational commercial salmon fisheries? It's a balancing act.
There's another cross between the feds and the state, and that is water temperature, which really dictates a lot as to where the salmon are in particular. They're seeking a 53-degree to 58-degree temperature in order to lay their reds, and yet you keep the Shasta Dam continues to lower the temperature coming out. They want to lower it even more. I think it's 48 degrees going through Redding. And so therefore, you're not inviting the fish to come all the way up anymore, and we don't have as many as we used to.
Well, when it gets into water temperatures and water management in the state, you're talking about an incredibly compromised and complicated system, and drought years it is even more difficult. I'm sure you just read in the paper how the department's having to quickly remove fingerlings from some of its hatcheries because of warming water temperatures.
And they're trucking them over to the ocean, too.
Yeah, they're getting out of there because they're not going to survive if the water temperature keeps going up.
I tell you what, we have to take a break here. Thanks a lot, Mike, for your phone calls, because it sounds like, you know, a couple of things that were brought up about mixing wild and hatchery fish and their eggs is being looked at by other states, too, is about how this is going to work to help the, you know, but you're also true about the drought here. They're trying to keep them alive to get them to the water. But we'll be right back after these messages. Our guest is Sanke Mastrup, who is executive director of the California Fish and Game Commission. We have some questions rolling in on the chat room.
Got to take a break here, though. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
Yeah.
We don't need no what?
Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Oh, no dark sarcasm.
Mind control.
That's right. 8:36 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. 63 degrees out there, and it's going to be up to like 94 today on June the 18th, Wednesday. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, good people down there. Our guest is Sanke Mastrup, who's executive director of the California Fish and Game Commission, and is not a political appointee, and he just is kind of like the administrative one that runs it and takes care of the Fish and Game Commission, who are all political appointees. I just want to make that make sure everybody understood where he was in the hierarchy. And welcome back, Sanke. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
We heard about the trout and the salmon and those. We've got another caller on the phone. Let's go to Ann. Ann, good morning. Do you have a question for Sanke?
Yes, I do. I attended the meeting in Fortuna a few weeks ago, and I'm sorry if you've already addressed this. I tuned in a little late, but I have a couple things here. Why do you think the commission defied the recommendation of Fish and Game, or was that just a dog and pony show? And do you think the Fish and Game Department actually is in favor of lifting? Also, I am wondering if you think there's a real chance that the coyote will be given protection, because it was mentioned at the meeting by some of the wolf people that they thought shooting wolves, people might use the excuse that they thought it was a coyote and kill the wolves. And I'm wondering what you think the possibility of listing the overabundant coyote is in California. And also, there was one commissioner, I believe he was from Santa Barbara, who was very indignant when one of the wolf people implied that he didn't listen to her concerns at the, I think it was at the Ventura County, or the Ventura meeting. And then he, I just wanted to agree with her to that. I don't think he listened to everybody because he certainly didn't listen to the people who were opposed to the listing of the wolf. Nobody in rural America, or rural California, excuse me, was listened to at that meeting. It was a travesty, and I'd like to hear what your comments are on those items. Thanks.
Let me see if I can. Okay, there's three things there. So the first one is that the California Fish and Wildlife Department was against making the wolf an endangered species.
Well, this issue was complicated. The director, Charles Bonham, wrote when they filed their status review. That's part of the listing process. The department's supposed to do a thorough review, scientific review of the status of the critter in California and what we know about it and what we might do about recovery. But they're supposed to, they have to follow very specific legal guidelines on how to go about doing that. The director wrote a very lengthy memo, transmittal memo, to the commission explaining this unusual circumstance. But in the end, based on the law and how the law says you should look at whether to list a species or not, the department concluded that they should not be listed, partly because they currently don't exist in the state and didn't meet the standards in the law. And this is, as I mentioned very early on in the program, this wolf situation is very unusual and does not fit the way the California Endangered Species Act was written.
So,
however, the memo also said, logically, if wolf does come back into California, as it was for a little bit, obviously a couple of wolves would be considered extremely endangered because their persistence would be obviously at risk. So you have this unusual conundrum. Legally, the answer should be no, but practically, if they're here, clearly they're very, their presence is very precarious. So that's the situation the director described in his memo to the department, or to the Fish and Game Commission. The commission did not unanimously vote to list it. It was a 3-to-1 vote to list it, so not all the commissioners were in agreement. That's not totally unusual. And the caller, I'll hop to the last part. I'm going to skip over a coyote issue for this moment. The commissioners absolutely do listen. I mean, Richard Rogers, the commissioner, I think, in question from Santa Barbara, he writes down every single speaker's name and what they said. He is extremely diligent. Now, the problem with these public processes is you listen to who writes letters, emails, and shows up. Well, if you are listening to the video or watching the video, they're online, simply from a sheer volume, the majority of speakers were supportive of listening. The commissioners clearly heard the rural folks' views and considered it, and one commissioner did vote no. So they were heard, but it was also a very difficult decision, and obviously when a decision goes against you, it's natural to believe you weren't listened to. And I guess what, coyote.
I guess they had brought up the fact that, coyotes look like wolves. Maybe we should stop shooting coyotes, too.
Well, that's not why the commission is looking at this. Specifically, what the issue is, the commission was asked last year to ban the coyote hunting contest, because at the time OR7 was in the area and there was fear that somebody would accidentally shoot it, mistaking it for a coyote. Since that time, there have been additional requests, and the commission is currently going through a review process to look at how it deals with predators in general, its predator policies. Earlier this year, the commission chose to move forward with a proposal to ban predatory mammal hunting contests, not banning the hunting of coyotes, but the offering of prizes for hunting coyotes and a few other predators. That's what they're currently looking at.
Right. Yeah, and I understand that was from up in Alturas area where they were offering $150 or $500. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
For the one who kills the most coyotes up there who are destroying their wildlife. So, but what they're saying is we don't want to keep you from shooting them. It's just you can't give a prize for it.
Yeah, there is a feeling that's not a very ethical thing to do, to offer prize money to kill animals. And, you know, it's an issue that's popped up before, and one of the jobs of the commission is to hear people's concerns about policies that we currently have and reevaluate them from time to time, and they are currently reevaluating that. What they ultimately decide to do about the coyote hunting contest, I can't tell you. That's a very deliberative process. The caller mentioned dog and pony show. These things are never dog and pony shows. I am at the dais there. I sometimes don't know which way the vote's going.
Uh-huh.
They're very dynamic. They listen to people. They read input from the public, emails, letters. They're very considerate about those things. So
That
I'm never worried about, but it is kind of a wild ride. I can't always tell.
People in wolf costumes.
Yeah. You can't always tell ultimately what compels them until you see them deliberate.
We're going to take a quick break here. And, you know, one of the things, you know, when you start talking endangered species, I think, well, gosh, there's just none of them. We could just lose it all. But wolves aren't endangered. But it's just in California they're endangered is the bottom line here. And if one or two come in, but it seems like if everything I've read is true, is that wolves are like the, you know, they're at the top of the food chain there. And that once they get established, they all of a sudden there's lots of wolves. And that's costing elk and deer herds, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, that they're really, once they get established, Yellowstone Park, they just don't, I mean, it's not like they kill the weak and injured. They're out there hunting everything. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, there is no question when and if the wolf shows back up in California, it is going to change management of elk and deer in this state. They're a significant predator. They will change that. I mean, humans have largely been living off the excesses in our elk and deer herds, that large number of which probably went to some of these large carnivores when they were here.
Uh-huh.
We used to have grizzly bears, too.
Mm-hmm.
Those were exterminated a long time ago. If they return, that whole dynamic is going to change, and that's kind of the big worry, particularly for the hunting community, is what does that mean for us?
Well, and okay, we need to take a break here. You know, I really appreciate your answers here. I think that, you know, what you're saying here is mostly what I think everybody knows is the when you start introducing the predators like this, it's going to have a huge change. And so many hunters and fishermen are the ones that support these programs through their license fees. And there's a lot of things going on here. Our guest is Sanke Mastrup, who is the executive director of the California Fish and Game Commission. We have people on the line wanting to ask questions. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly.
Paul's Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Paul's Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Paul's Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Paul's Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision craft lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:50 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. I want to remind everybody tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m., Debbie Sprague's going to be giving a talk on post-traumatic stress disorder at the Mount Lutheran Church on Alta Mesa drive there. Debbie, the author of Stranger in My Bed, and about post-traumatic stress disorder. It's going to be a great class or a great presentation. Our guest here is Asanke Mastrup, who is the executive director of the California Fish and Game Commission. And we've got another question about wolves, and this is from Ron. Ron, good morning.
Excuse me. Good morning. I can't see why they wanted to bring the wolf back in. Because it's going to create a lot of problems. Not only does it kill after it runs out of deer and elk and stuff like that, it's going to attack the cattle, and it's going to cripple the cattle industry, and the little guy who is a rancher is going to lose out, and maybe they'll completely go out of business. But also, people don't realize that the wolf is quite a carrier of diseases. It's called HYDATID. I can't pronounce it, but anyhow, it's a tapeworm, and it attacks the liver and the lungs and things like that. So people, and it gets into the livestock and the reindeer and stuff like that. And also, the wolf is known to attack people. So what are you going to do when little children are out there at the bus stop and in the rural areas? And if a wolf attacks them, I mean, so this is things that the Fish and Game does not even want to talk about. I talked to a lady before, and so anyhow, I'll let it go, and you can answer it on the air.
Thanks, Ron.
Well, to first off, to be clear, we're not bringing wolves back into California. There's no active program to reintroduce wolves. This is about what do we do when and if wolves come in on their own power. But the gentleman's concerns are legitimate, and we are struggling with those, and what do you do about them? And that's where I'm going to plug this effort of the Department of Fish and Wildlife to develop a wolf management plan. I mean, the public needs to have an idea and weigh in on, so what do we do in these circumstances with wolves? We need a plan. We need to have an understanding how we're going to deal with wolves when and if they show up in California. And I think that's really important, because without something like that, we're just going to be winging it. And that, to me, is not management.
Sankey, since they stopped hunting bears and lions with the hounds, I saw where the number of animals harvested have dropped by over 50%. And this is anecdotal, but I was like up in Northern California talking to ranchers and such, and they've got bears and lions everywhere because of the droughts bringing them down to water, and which is where their animals are at. Are you all hearing anything about that? The any type of blowback from the lack of hunting?
Well, mountain lions haven't been hunted since the 70s, so that's been a case for a long, long time. Now, bears, we lost, as you hinted at, we lost the ability for hunters to use hounds a couple of years ago, and because of the skill of houndsmen and as bear hunters, we knew the harvest of bears was going to drop once you made the use of hounds illegal. That we knew that was going to happen. Now, what effect that has on bear populations is an interesting question, which we really don't know for sure. But as you pointed out, one thing we do know for sure is when we have droughty conditions in the state, animals start wandering around more looking for both food and water, and so they tend to come into contact with humans or their livestock much more frequently when it's drought conditions.
It just seems like, we've got out here in Redding, of course, we're not down in the city here, but we've got people living out on the outskirts that they have bears wandering through their property. I mean, right here where there's in the suburbs. Somebody had a photo of a mountain lion overlooking the bridge down here. So it's been, it gets interesting up here, that people don't realize that, our neighbors up here in the kind of rural areas have a tendency to take dogs home with them for dinner.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I'm a firm believer, that if you have deer in your neighborhood, you also have lions. We have lions all over the place. We get reports all the time, lions showing up in rather rural, and in particular rural, but even in urban areas, particularly that rural-urban interface.
Yeah.
They're constantly wandering into places like that. So, we have lions and bears.
Oh, my.
Most of the state.
Lions.
Yeah,
and...
we're not running out of bears or lions.
Okay. We've only got a couple minutes left. Where do you see the future of environmental concerns and animals and the wildlife here in California over the next 4 or 5 years?
Well, a lot, I think, is really going to depend on whether or not we get out of a drought cycle. That's just going to make things more difficult if that continues. But aside from the changes in the weather or climate, human population of California is growing. And we're supposed to be hitting 50 million people by 2050, I believe. All these people are going to take space, take up habitat, water, you name it. And for those of us who are supposed to be taking care of our natural resources, that's going to be an enormous challenge. And don't really know how we're going to do it. It's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough because it's going to be a big contest between environment, fish, water, which species we have had. People on who have experts in water saying there's going to be some species going to be dying out because you've got to make a choice.
Yeah, the whole water delta thing. Ultimately, people are going to be deciding what lives and what disappears.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
And we're going to be facing, I believe, more of those in the future. This is going to get harder, not easier.
I'd like to thank you for being on today. When I approached you on the show about doing the show, you were more than happy to do it, and we've corresponded back and forth a few times. It's not an easy job. I mean, the commissioners can kind of like, whether they want to listen or not, I'm sure they're trying to do the best job, but the impact they have is just so tremendous.
And that weighs heavily on them. It is not an easy thing to make these decisions. It's amazing. It's rare we have an issue where the path is clear. Most of the time we have various camps that want you to go left or right or down the center. And these five commissioners have to figure out which is the best path to take, knowing they're not going to make everybody happy. It's a tough
It's impossible.
Game.
It's impossible to make everybody happy. I just want to, if you could just put in like a memo to them that the idea of keeping Austrian ground squirrels under control should be something that they should encourage.
Yeah, I will pass that on.
Okay. Our guest has been Sanke Mastrup, who is the executive director of the California Fish and Game Commission, which is not the Fish and Wildlife Department. This is much more powerful in the hands of five individuals who once appointed answer to no one except unless they're taken out of office by a vote. So, you need to know more about them. But thank you so much for being with us today, sir.
Sure. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Make it a great day, everyone. And thank you for joining us here this morning on KCNR 1460.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Congressional leaders meet with President Obama at the White House in a few hours.
As he weighs the options in Iraq, including the possibility of U.S. airstrikes, the president will meet with Republican and Democratic congressional leaders. The White House has said Mr. Obama will consult with lawmakers about the situation. He's already notified Congress that nearly 300 armed American forces are being positioned in and around Iraq.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugson says House Speaker Boehner is among lawmakers who will sit down with Mr. Obama.
The president needs to outline an overall strategy for success, and I'm hopeful that today in our meeting I'll hear from him.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid will be at the meeting as well.
President Obama and his military advisors are considering their options to address ISIS, but putting combat troops back in Iraq isn't one of them.
Barra is back. General Motors CEO Mary Barra back on Capitol Hill today. Lawmakers have more questions.